We get things underway, though, this afternoon by getting on board the telephone line and welcoming in from Box of Maine, Daniel Fenimore. Daniel, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on, Rich. I appreciate it.
Well, we wanted to get you on because we had such a great reaction last week. Our friend Perry Gilpin from Frasier won this contest that we do every year called Downtown Madness, voted by our listeners as the favorite guest of the year. And we were looking for something interesting to do. We've never given prizes before for this, but she kind of teased us about it. And we thought, geez, what could we do? Something having to do with Maine. And so we turned to you guys and sent Perry a box of Maine. She posted it, and my goodness, the reaction was crazy. She was delighted with it, and so were we.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the photo with her holding the box of Maine. She looks thrilled, and that's why we do it. We do it to put smiles on people's faces just like that. So it doesn't matter who you are or where you live, box of Maine is just a great little prize. It's a great little item to send someone to give them a little taste of Maine.
Now, you've been doing this, what is it now, about 6 years or so?
Yep. I'm on my 6th year of business. I started in my basement, small little basement, packing boxes with my wife. And now I just moved into a 7,000-square-foot building in Brewer, Maine.
Well, that's an incredible story, but you've found something. You've touched on something here that whether it's people who grew up in Maine and moved away, or whether it's just people who came here for a vacation and wanted to be reminded of it, you've come up with such a wonderful way of giving people a taste of what they love about the state.
It's the tastes, it's the smells, it's the visual. When you open up the box, you just get hit with it all. It's like the essence of Maine. We pack it neatly in a little gift box. And yeah, it brings back just great memories. Like, who doesn't need a little bit of something to cheer them up?
Well, we sent Perry, because we had to send Moxie. We had to send Humpty Dumpty all-dressed chips, the greatest chips ever made. And I think we included some whoopie pies, some Needhams, a little jam, some wild Maine blueberries. But I will say the hardest part was choosing, because you offer so many great products.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Rich. We, like you said, we have so many products. I think we are up to like 100 products made here in the great state of Maine. From, you know, we're partnering up with probably 40 to 50 other small businesses like myself. And so it's great because we get to support those crafters and those makers of those products, and then my small family business and just the Maine economy. And I think it's a great little package thing. We also donate $1 for every box that we sell to a Maine nonprofit. So we just want to just keep giving back full circle.
Well, the other thing that's remarkable too is the cost. I think we did a 10 item box. I was shocked. I thought, okay, well, that doesn't include the shipping charge. Oh, but wait, it's free shipping.
So even though prices are going up, Rich, we're taking it on the chin right now, and we're going to continue to go with the model that I started 6 years ago, and that's free shipping. We try to get boxes packaged and shipped out within 24 hours, and then they also have a quick transit as well.
Well, it's remarkable. You can go to the website for more information at boxofmaine.com. I know I see you've got some specials going on for Mother's Day. Seems like you've always got a lot of cool specials going on for people, and can really tailor this to whatever you're looking for and make that box very personalized.
Yeah, that's really our bread and butter, Rich, is that it's fully customizable. You can put personal messages in it with cool little 3D lobster pop-up cards. We do stuff for corporate gift giving, for companies that want to recognize some of their outstanding employees, or if you close on a home, all sorts of different options for gift giving, not just to the consumer, but also to your employees. And then, of course, moms. It's all about moms right now. We have the Mother's Day sale going on, so get your mom some Maine goodies.
Absolutely. We're talking with Daniel Fenimore from Box of Maine here on Downtown. So what was the inspiration for this idea?
I think it just comes down to Maine is special. There's something I just couldn't put my finger on. I'm born and raised here, right? And when you come here, that just a piece of that state, it sticks with you. But then when you leave, you can't get a lot of the stuff, like you said, whoopie pies and Moxie and wild Maine blueberry jam. You can't get it when you leave. So I wanted to be the one that provided that for those people, for our military and for those that move away and haven't been back since. Maybe we can get them to come back and visit.
Well, it's so interesting because I'm sure every state, every region has those products that people miss when they move away. But it seems like there are more of those associated with Maine. Maybe we just do it better than other places here. But there are so many iconic products that are made in Maine.
I think the saying, I don't know if it still is, but as Maine goes, so goes the nation. You know, we got a lot of great things here that 37 million people from all over the world come and visit every year to see, to experience firsthand. And if you can't make it, well, we can send it to you. We can give you a little piece of that.
And for anybody who hasn't used Box of Maine yet, am I reading this right? Could it be true, Dan? 10% off your first order?
Yeah, you sign up, sign up to the website. We'll give you 10% off your first box. Mother's Day, another 15%. I mean, we got the deals going, Rich. There's really, why wouldn't you get a box of Maine? Is really the question to ask.
Yeah, and you know what's great, and you mentioned this on the website too, that this is not, there are a lot of them out there, those subscription services where you feel like, oh, every month I've got to get something, right, and I'm not sure I want what's being offered this month. It's totally up to you. When you want to send a box, you do it, and you select what goes in that box. There's nothing that you have to take.
And it's not a subscription box, but let me tell you what. You get a box, if you send one or you receive one, you're going to want another one. So whether you know it or not, you're going to be coming back and getting some more for sure.
Well, what we found out is this, after Perry Gilpin was so excited to get hers, now we feel like we've got to sort of go back over the last few years and send boxes of Maine to some of our other previous winners. Last year, it was comedian Paula Poundstone. The year before, actor Stephen Tobolowsky, Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day, Bryan Cranston won a few years ago, John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. So I think there are going to be some more boxes of Maine in our future, to say the least.
Well, you let me know, Rich, and we'll definitely work something out. We're real flexible. We want to be able to offer Maine products at the best price possible. And again, just like Perry, when she got that box, she was excited. And
absolutely,
that's what we want. We want to bring smiles back to people's faces. We want to give them some joy and some nostalgia.
Well, who in the world wouldn't want a box of Maine? It's a great idea. You guys do such a wonderful job with it. Again, visit online at boxofmaine.com. Daniel, thanks so much for coming on with us today, and we look forward to doing more business with you in the future.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Remember, bring Maine back to your front door. You pick the items, and we'll ship them.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Finnemore from Box of Maine here with